The views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii.
Welcome to Generations Radio, where the focus is on our seniors and their families. We are here each Saturday afternoon from 5 until 6 p.m., bringing you resourceful information with our radio team of professionals in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore different ways to make life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors, right here on AM 690 The Answer. And now, here is our host and the publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
And welcome back to Generations Radio. Thanks for tuning in. As Frank B., our intro there by Frank B. Shaner, talked about, we have professionals in the field. And if you read the magazine, we don't write a whole lot. We actually bring in experts, our partners in the magazine, nonprofits that write articles and stories about their services and people and events. And so we actually, you know, we find experts in the field, and we probably won't ever have an article that's not written by an expert in that particular field. So, and we have one of them today, Kathy White from Halehaoli, and she's an expert in adult daycare, and she's a big, big advocate for senior issues in Hawaii. So welcome to the show, Kathy.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, you know, give us our background, but we've known each other for years, and we see each other meeting. You're now president of Hawaii Pacific Gerontological Society. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. That's actually the only organization now, right, around that is specifically for people in the aging field.
Right. That's right? Correct.
So at Hawaii Pacific Gerontological, if you want to check it out, hpgs.org. Is that right? That's right. Yeah. Anyway, Kathy, give us a little bit of background on who you are. You know, you've been here, what, not quite 10 years?
About 9 years.
About 9 years. Yeah, okay. Yeah, give us a background.
Okay. Well, I come from Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia. I've been a nurse for about 25 years.
Wow.
And I've been in the long-term care industry for over 20 years now. So I started out as director of nursing in a skilled nursing facility, and did that for many years, came to Hawaii, did it again, and then I got my administrator license.
Oh.
But after a few years, after all of those years being on call 24/7, I just said, you know, I'd like to do something a little bit different. So I did some research, and I saw the need for adult daycare. And I pursued opening one, and I was successful in doing that in 2015.
And that's Halehaoli.
Hawaii.
And it's in Aiea.
Aiea.
That's kind of quasi Aiea,
Pearl City.
Yeah. What's in between?
A street.
No, but I mean, that area is not. Do people call it Aiea?
I'm in Aiea. Across the street from me is the cattle company, and they're in Pearl City.
Oh, that's considered Pearl City.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're in the Savio building.
Yes.
They're out there. But, and what brought you to Hawaii?
I found my high school boyfriend after 40 years. He had been here for over 35 years with his own company. So we started talking, and he made many trips to Atlanta and said, you know, this is getting kind of pricey. Maybe you should come over here.
Really? Is that really? That's a true story. I never heard of that story.
Yeah.
Well, how'd you meet him? How'd you hook up with him again? Don't tell me Facebook.
Oh, no. Classmates.com.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Was you at a reunion or anything?
No, a friend of ours that had been in high school with us found me on Facebook.
In Georgia?
Yeah, my girlfriend.
Oh.
And she, we were talking, and I said, whatever happened to old Scott? And she said, well, he's been living in Hawaii forever and has his own business and everything. I said, oh. She said, but he's not on Facebook. I said, okay, where do I get a hold of him? She said, classmates.com. So I contacted him, and he responded 2 months later. He didn't read his emails until 2 months later, and we just started talking and never stopped.
And that's the guy I met at one of the parties, Melissa's going away party, right?
Yeah.
Oh, and it was a high school boyfriend?
Uh-huh.
Wow, good for you. I've never knew that story. I was wondering why, because I love your, I wouldn't say accent, but I can tell a little southern accent there. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's amazing. I was just talking to one of my friends. She's from Hawaii. She's been living in the mainland for like 15, 20 years now. And I just said, hey, so when are you coming back for your reunion? She's a little bit younger than me.
Uh-huh.
And goes, oh, you know, I've been thinking about it for so long. Because she hooks up with some of her classmates here from Kamiki, and it's pretty funny. But it's funny you say that. But and how is the Halehaoli doing now?
I have been so blessed. We turned into a nonprofit organization in March of 2017. And all I can say is I've been so blessed. It's very very busy, very successful. And because I'm nonprofit, I can do a lot of other things for the community now besides just the adult daycare center.
Sure. Are there many nonprofit adult day centers here?
No.
I was thinking about that the other day when we were talking about another topic, and I was wondering about that. And why is that? Can I ask?
Most of them are owned by bigger companies. I think St. Francis has one that's probably not, of course, it's nonprofit, and Salvation Army has one.
Right, they're downtown.
But most of them are owned by bigger companies.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And how many are there? How many adult day centers are on Oahu?
The membership in the Adult Day Centers of Hawaii is about 27, but that's for four, five islands. Yeah, that's statewide. So I think there's probably at least 20 on this island.
Wow, that's great to know. So now I know you're a big advocate for senior issues in Hawaii, and I'm glad you kind of took me up and offered this, really trying to get out more. And that's why I encourage all our partners in the magazine, people that I know in this industry, to get out more, learn what's going on, network and partner with other people in the industry. We can all learn together. In fact, I was talking to this attorney yesterday, so I'm trying to get all our partners to really understand. We all need to know a little bit about a lot of things, or at least know who to call or network with people in other professions in aging. Right. Because it's so important. You know, when I talk to seniors, you know, they ask me all kind of questions and what their needs and wants and concerns are. And so that's why we do the Aging in Place workshop. But it's just really important that professionals in our field really get out more and do more and be part of that process and part of our community. So I'm glad you do that. And I know I did want to talk to you briefly a little bit about what's going on in Hawaii and actually maybe even in the mainland. We're not unique, just that we have more seniors, right?
The most. Yeah. Before I go into that, though, I'd like to say that it's from your encouragement that I've gotten involved in so many things that I'm in. Because one of the first things you said to me was, get involved.
Yeah.
And I did, and it's been wonderful.
Everybody knows you now.
Yeah.
Well, you've done so much, and it's such a, well, since you've been a nonprofit, 2 years, and I'm really surprised. I know you're super busy, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I know as a big advocate, this year the Capitol gave us the most money ever. Was that correct?
Yeah.
In aging and in caregiving and everything. And so I wanted you to talk, because you probably know a lot more than me, because you were very involved in the Kupuna Caregivers Bill and the Kupuna Care Bill. They're two different separate bills. And can you talk a little bit about both of them?
Sure. The one I supported the most was the Kupuna Caregiver Program, because I have caregivers that bring their loved ones to my facility, and I was advocating for them to help them out. It was designed to help the employed caregivers stay in the workforce and have a safe place for their loved ones to be during the day. These are mostly with dementia folks.
Right.
Yeah. The requirements for the caregiver had to work at least 30 hours a week, and they had to be taking care of someone that was 60 years or older.
60 years or older.
Yeah.
Probably didn't have to find a parent.
Yeah. They didn't have to live with the person that they were giving care to, but they had to be giving care and prove that. The senior had to be at least 60 years old. They had to be they need to be living at home, not in a care home or a nursing home, assisted living or whatnot. They had to be deficit in at least two activities of daily living, like bathing, dressing, and that kind of stuff, and or two IADLs, which is like cooking and financial management, stuff like that. There was no financial requirement. There were some, the caregiver did have to fill out a survey on their stress level, but it was just a wonderful thing. Up until this year, July 1, Monday, the funds that were given to caregivers were $70 a day, which covered adult daycare.
Pretty much most of the adult day centers are $70.
Right. This year, it's going to be $210 a week, which is 3 days of adult daycare.
Not bad.
Or they can use it for anything. They can have, you know, meals delivered. They can have transportation for their kupuna. They can have home care come in for a couple of hours.
Yeah, I didn't know that. When you mentioned it earlier, before we started, that last year's bill was only to provide for adult daycare?
Well, that was their pilot program here, right. Not on the other islands. Maui did a whole bunch more
stuff. Oh, did
they?
Okay, so just in Oahu.
But they also have contributions from the state, from their county that helped them out. But
so starting next week, that money can be used for anything, to care for their parent or a loved one.
Right.
Oh, wow, that's pretty cool. Yeah. And so I know last year, and even this year when you were planning it out at the Capitol, they were talking about a certain amount of money. What was the money we finally got?
The first year it was $600,000. Last year it was $1.2 million, and this year we got $1.5 million.
$1.5 million. So divided by 210, how many people will it help?
I don't have my calculator.
Okay, I'll figure it out. I thought there was a target number that they wanted to reach.
No, last year. The funds only reached about 150 people. So they really need more than $1.5 million. And we're going to keep fighting the fight, next year for the legislative period and see if we can get more money. Because there's such a need out there. And to limit it to, $210 is a lot a week to help in many different areas. And some people won't need the whole 210. Some people just need like a couple of meals a week or transportation to a doctor's office. They don't need the whole 210. So it'll spread out more that way.
Oh.
Yeah. So what'd it come up to?
Well, if it's 1 week per family, it's $7,148 if you only get to use that 210 once.
Oh, no, yeah.
So if they need it once a month, that's a little, it might be a little harder than that.
Well, it's weekly, so divide the 1.2 by.
Well, that's going to be a little more difficult because that's not going to last very long.
No.
I think, I don't know how many, it was, let's say 1.5 million, my calculator here, divided by 210 is 7,142, mm-hmm. and divided by, I just said 40 weeks. Okay, let's say 30 weeks. That's only 238 people, families, at $1.5 million. So I think, I don't know how they're going to spread it out. And so are people still applying and putting their application?
Sure.
Is that through the executive
office? Especially since it was funded again, there are a lot more applications being put in.
But let's say 250, even 300 families, that's still not a lot.
No, because statistics show that there's like 27,000 people in Hawaii with dementia, and the caregivers, multiply two or three times 27,000, and you've got those caregivers that are trying to work and take care of mom or dad or auntie or uncle.
Yeah, but I think one good thing, we're the first state in the country to do this.
Yes, we are.
So I give the governor and the politicians a lot of credit for stepping forward. I just think they need to hopefully we can educate them more about the big need. Because if the daughter or son has to get out of the workforce, that's going to affect their lifestyles.
Right.
If they have to go on Medicaid, that's going to affect our Department of Human Services and the cost.
And our taxes.
And because right now, for people, you guys, I've told this before on air, is that Department of Human Services is the largest budgeted department now. It's more than the Department of Education. Mm-hmm. And that's a scary thought. And the amount of people who are going to need care down the road is going to probably grow 5-10%, 20% a year, if not more, with the baby boomers getting up in age finally. And that's a scary thought. So in terms of the Kupuna Care bill, so we got 1.5 for the Kupuna Caregivers bill. So where would they go for the information on the Office on Aging?
Yeah, the Office on Aging, and I've got the numbers for all the islands if you'd like those. Yeah.
Well, just what's the main number? They go, I think it's 586-0100. That's Executive Office on Aging. Phone number?
Yeah.
You can call them and they can refer you to the counties if you're living on a neighbor island, because this show does air on the neighbor islands. That's the best way to get information. Go down there, fill out an application, and I'm not too sure how they separate the funds or dispense the funds, but I would tell you hopefully it'll continue every year. I'm pretty sure it will.
It has to.
And so get in a waiting list if there is a waiting list. I know last year they had a waiting list.
Not a large waiting list. There were. I'm not sure. Everybody should have heard about it, but I mean, there wasn't that huge of a demand last year.
Well, I don't think they did hear about it, to be honest with you.
And I'm
talk
shocked.
To families every day,
and I don't understand why.
Well, a lot of times their heads in the sand, not coming up, and they need to look around. They need to find our website, generations808.com, listen to our radio shows, pick up the magazine, and read about it, because it's something that I think the families need to look at. There's a lot of actually resources out there.
Yeah. Another reason is a lot of the caregivers are so caught up in their in the drama of what's going on with mom or dad. And
I get it.
They don't look outside of their families or their circle, because they're so frustrated and so afraid. They don't reach out. They're just dealing day to day with what's going on.
Yeah. So if your loved one has dementia, Alzheimer's, any one of those related diseases, the Alzheimer's Association has workshops or caregiver support group meetings every week somewhere on this island alone. Mm-hmm. I know Neighbor Islands, they have that. But they got to seek that out. Take the time for an hour or two to go to a meeting, go to a support group function, and really look at there's resources out there that they can utilize. And one of the things I found is that a lot of caregivers don't want to give up the reins. They think they can do that. They're a super caregiver.
Yeah.
And they're not.
Yeah.
And they need to share the duties. They need to share the resources. They need to share what's going on, because burnout is huge, right?
Right. It's a big problem.
Yeah.
I also have a caregiver support group at Hale Haole.
Oh, what days is that?
The first Monday of the month. So next Monday, I'll have one at my facility.
July 1st.
Six to eight.
Six to eight at night? Mm-hmm. Oh, good. So it's nighttime. So if you're working, taking care of a parent, I get calls every week now from families. We do workshops every month as well. Our big aging in place workshop where Kathy will be speaking is at the Alamana Hotel. It's August 17th. For more information and the schedule, you can pick up the current Generations magazine featuring the IE family, Stephen and Carol from City Mill, talking about senior values. But also on our website, right in the front page there's the list of all the speakers. You can download that. We do have room for a few more exhibitors. It's coming out August 17th at the Alamona Hotel. But so, Kathy, now, so for the Kupuna Care Bill, for a lot of people that don't know what that is, what does that bill entail?
It's more geared towards the Kupuna. They can get Meals on Wheels. They can get transportation, again, home care.
We say transportation. Where is that from? Catholic Charities.
Catholic Charities, yeah.
Okay.
There's a whole list of things that they can get. And, again, there's no monetary qualification.
No income quality.
No. Oh. There's just, they have to meet certain criteria. They have to be 60 years old or older. They have to not be eligible for other state programs like Medicaid or MedQuest.
Okay.
And they have to be living not in a nursing home or a care home.
They have to be in the home.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And then this year, how much did we get?
4.something million.
But I think the total package was...
They have over 9 million now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that's a great program. So where is that money dispensed from? Is that from Office on Aging as well?
Yes, same thing.
So, yeah, the Office on Aging is really important to give them a call. You can go online and Google them, Executive Office on Aging. That's a state office. Every county on Hawaii has their county offices, which is called, on Oahu, is called the Elderly Affairs Division. And they are down by where you get the driver's license at Dillingham, I believe. They moved to.
Yeah, they are.
It's really important. If you go online, if you're a caregiver or a family member, go online. Just Google. I use Google for everything. Elderly Affairs, they'll take you to the website. It's adrc.org, Aging and Disability Resource Center.org. Probably the best one to go. Or just go on the website, elderlyaffairs.com. Their phone number on Oahu is
7700.
I can't see that far. I don't have my glasses. On Kauai, that phone number there is 2408-241-4470. Kealoha Takahashi runs that. And on Maui, it's a big one over there. It's 270-7774. And you can ask for Deborah. She got married recently. Just ask for intake, and they'll find out what kind of resources over there. I don't have the Big Island number. Do you have the Big Island number? We'll get that. Kimo Alameda runs that department over there. I'm sure you can find it. Hilo is a very small town, and they have a separate Kona office at that county office where they have all the different agencies, and that's a great one over there. But it's just something I think families need to understand, that for caregiving, if they're getting involved with it, it could be very difficult.
But there's tons of resources out there, tons of help if you just ask for it.
Yeah, that's why we in the magazine, we try to cover a lot of these. I just got a call from the senior this morning, the senior volunteer program. I know Elderly Affairs has a lot of different programs, but you have to do your research. You have to be the advocate for your loved one. And it's something that I think we're seeing everywhere. But, you know, in Honolulu, we're so small and everything's relatively close. Not like you have to drive five hours to go to someplace, but I think in Hawaii we have a lot of resources. But what do you see, I mean, going forward, since you've been in nursing a lot longer than I have, where do you see Hawaii in the next 5 to 10 years?
Getting old.
We all are. We all, I can't believe I'm 59. I was telling my friend yesterday, I can't believe I'm 59. Even though I know that there's a number, but I'm still very active. In fact, before I come here, I saw my friend Fred, who I've known since like 1978, from the restaurant business that we used to work at. And it's amazing. We still think we're young. We are, mentally.
But you don't look a day over 39.
No. I use the same picture, which is probably 17, 18 years old.
On your driver's license?
No, in my magazine and everything else.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you haven't changed.
Yeah, mentally I haven't really slowed down at all because I'm so busy with different things. I have a young son. But where do you see all these caregiving issues in the next 5 to 10 years? Because you'll probably still be around.
Yeah, I don't ever plan to retire. And I'm not telling you what my age is.
That's okay.
I see a big problem in 5 or 10 years, or 5 years, actually, with housing for people that need to be in care homes or nursing homes. We're already running short of beds. And our population just keeps getting older. Living longer than any other state in the union.
Yeah.
We're the fourth highest cost of living state.
In the state, in the country.
And seniors are going to be running out of funds and needing a place to go if their families aren't around. Those seniors that don't live with their families will need a place to go, and there's not going to be any beds.
Yeah, I was talking to somebody. I've been doing a lot of trainings recently with financial advisors and legal people, and I don't know the exact figure, but I would guess that between 95 and 96, 97% of all the beds for Medicaid specifically, if not all beds, are full.
Yeah.
So 5 years or less, there's going to be a waiting list because the amount of people coming into that realm that need Medicaid for long-term care is huge. I get a call just about, I would say, every other day, people are looking at that. Mm-hmm. That's just me. And I think it's a scary thought down the road when people say, yeah, you qualify for Medicaid, Kathy, but the line's around the corner, and families need to really take that to heart.
Yeah,
you can hire a neighbor or somebody, a relative, whatever, to do your private care, but unless that person is really trained on what to do and how to care and how to transfer from bed to wheelchair, how to, you know, understand what they're going to go through, it's a long battle. And I tell you, it's a battle.
It's a lot of hard work.
Yeah.
Well, that's one of the reasons why I encourage. It's not for my personal business, but just adult daycare in general. Because if a senior is sitting at home all day watching TV and not being active at all, they're going to decline faster and get to the point where the families can't take care of them. But if you keep them busy and engaged and socialized and exercising and a good diet, it prolongs decline. And I've seen some amazing results in my facility just with my folks. And hear from my colleagues that they have amazing results too. For people that come in that are totally withdrawn, they've been isolated for months or years, and they come to adult daycare. I'm going to call it a social club instead of adult daycare. It sounds better.
Oh yeah.
Because that's what it is. And they start meeting new friends. In fact, some of them meet new friends every day because they have dementia. And I like to say that because it's kind of cute. But they meet new friends, they socialize, they start playing games again. And I'll tell you about another thing that we're doing at my facility. But it just opens up their lives again. It gives them a higher quality of care than just a quality of life than just sitting at home on the couch by themselves.
Yeah, I was talking to Mike Buck this morning of that. I have a friend of mine that, you know, didn't know what to do with mom. I said, you know, you got to put her in an adult day center. She goes, she's not going to go. I said, you know what? What are the choices you have? Just try it out. just drive over to the place, talk to the director over there, and have your mom sit down, and she can look around. Next day, go see if you can stay for an hour, maybe have lunch, or just sit around, just plant little seeds here and there. After like a couple of weeks, she said, okay, I'll try it one day. 3 months later, she would get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and say, are we ready to go now? And my friend would go, Mom, the place is open to 7:30. She was gung-ho. Uh-huh. But anyway, we're going to take a short break. We're here with Kathy White from Hale Haʻoli, nonprofit adult day center in Aiea, and one of our leading advocates in the state on senior issues. And so we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
When you feel like Vegas, there's just one place to stay.
That's your party at the Cow.
Grab a drink at the Holo Holo Bar. There's just one place to play.
That's your party at the Cow.
We got a fresh hot look, a new sports book. We got those local meals, just like Auntie Cook's. Aloha spoken here.
That's your party at the Cow.
Check out the Cow's new renovated look and see why the Cow is Hawaii's favorite place in Vegas to stay and play.
Have you been looking for a safe anti-inflammatory for your health and longevity? Introducing Xanthosin, a doctor-recommended astaxanthin supplement that supports your joints, heart, liver, and longevity. Xanthosin is safe, pure, and specially formulated for superior absorption. Xanthosin complies with all FDA regulations for manufacturing and labeling. Xanthosin, the safe anti-inflammatory for health and longevity. Available at a GNC store near you.
If you're new to Medicare, we can help you work your way through all the questions, the details, and the headaches. Generations TV has gathered experts in the field to help you find the answers. This is Navigating Medicare.
Hi, I'm back again. This is Ed speaking on Medicare Hints.
A lot of people may not realize that they may qualify for extra financial assistance to help pay for their premiums and prescription drug costs, depending on their income and their total assets. These savings can be especially helpful for seniors who are on a fixed income.
Find out if you qualify. Call us.
Helping you work your way through the confusion. Navigating Medicare. Brought to you today by Financial Benefits Insurance, serving the entire state of Hawaii from the corner of Pi'ikoi and Kapi'olani in Honolulu.
Did you know residential care homes offer a family-oriented atmosphere? At Caregivers Heart Hawaii, our kupuna become part of the family. The smaller environment allows for more personal attention. For example, there's no waiting to go to the bathroom compared to other long-term care options. The patient-to-caregiver ratio is smaller and help is faster. Over time, residential care homes are less expensive compared to other long-term care options. Our caregivers are experienced and enjoy what they do, and all homes are ADA approved. Don't feel stressed and overwhelmed or try to do this alone. Aloha, I am Kuunani Demonte with Caregivers Heart Hawaii. Let us help you with all your care home placement needs. Caregivers Heart Hawaii has knowledge and experience. For a free consultation and to learn more about us, go to caregivershearthawaii.com, where treating kupuna like family is our business.
Got Vegas on your mind? Get Vacations Hawaii on the line. Vacations Hawaii offers weekly 4 and 5 night Honolulu to Vegas packages, which include 3 meals daily from $6.99. Stay at Hawaii's favorite casinos, California, Fremont, Main Street Station, and Orleans Hotel. Vacations Hawaii will get you there in comfort on deluxe wide-body 767 planes with complimentary in-flight hot meal service. Vacations Hawaii's frequent flyer program gives you future travel discounts and credits. So if you're ready to win big, call Vacations Hawaii at 591-4777 or visit pointvacationshawaii.com.
Hi, I'm Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group. Let us be your Medicare resource throughout the year. We have agents throughout the islands to be of assistance to you. So if you have Medicare questions, we have the answers. Call us at 808-591-4877. Again, 808-591-4877. Thank you. We look forward to hearing from you.
Today, more than ever, we local people are living longer than any other state in the union, with more seniors, baby boomers, and caregivers. Generations Radio promotes the importance to be proactive as we all age. The radio team will focus on issues facing our seniors and their families, finding resources to navigate healthy aging along with financial, legal, and caregiving information. So join Percy E. Hauer from 5 until 6 each Saturday, right here on AM 690, The Answer. focusing on the issues facing our seniors and their families today. Here's our Generations Radio host, Percy Ihara.
So welcome back to Generations Radio. As you guys know or may have seen, the June-July issue of Generations Magazine is out and about, featuring City Mill and Carol and Stephen IE and one of their employees. They employ a lot of seniors. I love going there because they really do take care of me and they ask a lot of good questions. They have really great service. You know, some of these other big box stores you go around, you can't find anybody, you know. But City Mill does. So check that out. As well, in the beginning part of the magazine, there's a big spread, two-page spread of the Aging in Place workshop with all the different presentations and times and people and speakers. And our guest today, Kathy Wise, one of our main speakers in a big room. We have nearly 70 exhibitors there. Come early, stay late. If you can't come in the morning, come like 10, 11 o'clock because the rooms in the afternoon are not as full, depending on the topic. But I'll be talking about aging in place and my company, my daytime company, the Reverse Mortgage, because people are slowly understanding that they're living longer, they're going to run out of money, and hopefully they bought long-term care insurance, but that home equity line would be able to pay for some of that care. But anyway, we're here with Kathy White from Hale Ha'oli, and a nonprofit adult day center in Aiea. And Kathy, we're talking, you know, a lot of people... You must get a lot of calls and visits for people that just trying to check you guys out, right? What is right. an adult day center, yeah?
Adult day center is a facility that offers activities, exercise, nutritious meals, arts and crafts, outings to different parts of the island. It's a place to bring – most of my clients have some level of dementia. So the caregivers have to work, and they can't leave mom or dad or aunt or right. uncle, all those people, at home by themselves safely. So they bring them to us in the morning when they go to work, and they pick them up in the afternoon. And during the day, we keep them busy. We start off with morning exercise. We do a lot of singing. And I got to tell you a fun story about that.
Really?
We do arts and crafts. They make really cute crafts, especially around the holidays. We go on outings. We've been to the Bishop Museum, the aquarium. I had to have a great picture of everybody standing in a boat and there's a dolphin flying over them. It was photoshopped at the aquarium course. But it's the cutest picture. I get more comments on that picture at workshops. We just keep busy all day long. And we've started doing a lot of singing in the morning and the afternoon, too, as everybody relates to music. And that's been proven as well. So one of the things I'm going to say about that is we have a lot of seniors that are hard of hearing. And so I was introduced to this system. I guess I can say their name. It's called Eversound from Boston, and they're headphones that are they're Bluetoothed to a transmitter and a microphone. And for those people that can't hear well, like during bingo or during Bible study or whatever you have, you put the earphones on and they can hear everything perfectly. The first day I used those, it was like, oh my gosh, there were smiles everywhere. I had everybody that had been withdrawn before started participating and singing, and it just warmed my heart because it just brought them out of their shell because they couldn't hear everything that was going on. Hmm. So one of my guys that came in totally withdrawn is now our lead singer. It's
really?
So cute. Yeah. Yeah, it really is fun. But we just keep them busy and happy, and they would play cards, play Scrabble. Some of the ladies like to play Scrabble. Of course, we have our big bingo thing every Friday. It's a couple of hours long, and there's prizes for them and everything. And we do take donations for prizes, by the way. But just they're happy, and they're talking to their friends and just being out there instead of sitting alone.
So this device, Eversound, I'm actually on the website right now.
Okay.
I Google everything. And so basically it just amplifies the sound, and it's like a headset.
Yeah. It's a headset, and even if they have hearing aids, it helps them. Helps them as
oh, really?
Well. Yeah.
Can I ask what does that cost? Approximately.
The package I got was 10 headphones and the transmitter. I think it was it's about $300 a month. I think.
Oh, you don't buy it; you rent it.
Yeah.
So $300 a month for 10 headsets.
Mm-hmm. And I've applied for a grant for more.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's cool. I think that's doing this and for families to really look at that, it's really important to, you know, technology, I think, is going to change the way we age. There's actually a group that gets together every month in Silicon Valley that just brainstorms different ideas and technology. I'd like to go to one of those meetings when I'm up in San Fran, but they meet every month. Nani Tururia, who used to live here, lives in San Fran, and she told me about this group. And I think technology is going to grow, and something like this is very simple, though.
Well, I've actually applied for a grant to expound on technology for seniors. Besides the headphone or the headsets for hearing, I'm looking at virtual reality headsets. This one company, can't tell you what the name is right now because it just left me, but they have headsets that you can punch in their address from when they were children, if it still exists, and you can take them to their front door.
Wow.
You can take them on tours of the world, like we can go to Egypt or we can go to Italy or whatever we want to do. You can put the family can bring you pictures and you can install them on this thing and you can show them family stuff so they can remember that kind of thing. So it's just amazing what technology can do for seniors now. Plus, I'm looking into getting tablets for seniors because they have simple games and things that can keep them busy as well.
So it's about $70 a day?
And what
daycare?
I charge $75 a day, yeah.
And it's from what time to what time?
I open at 6 o'clock. And I
6 o'clock? Uh-huh.
Because wow. I have people go downtown to work, so they come in at 6.
I guess so. If you live in an IA area,
yeah.
You got to leave at 6 o'clock.
Or Waianae or whatever, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I close, definitely it's 8 to 5. But if you come early, there's an extra charge for early hours, and there's an extra charge for late hours. But 8 to 5 is a standard. I'm also open 7 days a week now.
Oh, really? That was just my next question. How did you know that? Because a lot of places are not open Saturdays.
No, they're not. And I've gotten a lot of response from that. But another grant that I was received allows me to give tuition assistance for weekends.
Really?
Yeah. So they and the requirements are really low. It depends on the kapuna's income, not the family's income, the kapuna's income. So if anybody wants, needs respite on the weekends, give me a call.
I think it's really important that families do need respite.
Yeah.
I have several clients, their kids call me and say, I don't know what to do with my dad anymore. He's just hard and I got to work all day long. I need a break. So I always recommend respite.
Yeah.
So Holly Howley, Kathy White here in IEA, check them out because it's really important to understand the different activities, but also just they can tour the place, right?
Oh, sure. Anytime. Come anytime. We have nothing to hide.
And you guys serve lunch?
Serve hot lunch, and we serve break snacks in the morning and afternoon.
Oh, okay. And can I ask, what's the ratio? I kind of probably know the answer, but is there more women than men?
There are, but I will tell you that in the past year, my number of men has increased to over 12. It's really amazing.
How many people are at your facility?
I can take 40, and I'm looking to expand to accept 20 more.
And so, yeah. I mean, I knew up, like I said, my friend's mother-in-law would get up early in the morning to go. And one of the popular things that she liked at her place is that they had an actual vent slot machine.
Yeah.
With the arm.
I know that
place. People would line up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they would get the actual. It's actually you can buy them the old what do you call them? Gambling machine, what do you call it? Slot machine. With the arm. And
they have tokens, but it's not worth any money.
Right. Well, I don't think that it's important, but
no,
I just think, what are the benefits do the families get besides not having to worry about mom and dad all day long?
Well, they don't have to take time off of work. They don't have to quit their jobs. They just have a feeling of peace because their folks are taken care of, so they can do what they need to do. And even if they don't work, they can do stuff with the rest of their family, and they can go shopping or they can do personal projects that they haven't been able to do because they were taking care of mom.
So what do you tell families that when they say, well, dad's not going to go?
Okay. My first suggestion is decide which place you want to go to. You check it out first, and you come at the busiest time in the morning and bring your loved one. And when they see everything that's going on and the men playing cards and the women playing Scrabble and whatever, they see how busy it is. A lot of times they just jump in while they're just visiting.
Really?
Yeah. I had one client, this is similar to the story you told before, she did not want to come. So her daughter conspired with the mother's doctor. And the doctor told my client that, you really need to go this for your health. So she's... For my health, okay, I'll go. So now she gets up at 5 o'clock in the morning ready to come because she says, oh, and when she doesn't feel good, she says, I still got to go because my friends are waiting on me. So it's just cute.
A lot of social contact as well.
There is, really.
You know?
Yeah.
So anyway, check her out. What's the best way to get a hold of you, Kathy?
You can call me 808-798-8706 or 808-292-4665.
And you're in the Savio building there in Aiea.
Yeah, on Kaʻahumanu Street.
On Kaʻahumanu. Yeah, that's a great location.
Yeah.
So do you find people that live in the area or they actually work in the area? Or is it along the way to
a little
work?
Bit both.
Yeah.
A little bit both, yeah.
Because that's really important, yeah?
Yeah.
Because you're not going to find a place in Hawaii Kai or a town if you live in that area unless you work in town, yeah?
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, last part of the show, how much time we got? We got a lot of time. Okay, good. So we did want to talk about what we're working on, Kathy and I working together with Generations Magazine and Holly Holy, is that we are planning a first time we've ever done an event actually on the west side in Kapolei at the Kroc Center. Mm-hmm. And as we call it, the Dimension of Family, Care Options and Resources. We're going to have workshops, six workshops throughout the day. What did we decide on? 8:30, like 12:30 or something?
8 to 12.
We'll have continental breakfast, but once you give family a bit more idea of some of the topics we're going to cover.
Well, we talk about dementia basics. That's just all the kinds of dementia there are. I have an expert doctor that talks about this. And signs and symptoms, new innovations in treatments. If there is no cure, and it is terminal. So people need to understand that. So she gives a really good description of everything you want to know about dementia. We have someone that's an expert in offering help to caregivers. We talk about decluttering the home to make it safe for the kapuna. We talk about just a myriad of things that help caregivers deal with what they're going through.
And so it's November 9th?
November 9th.
At the Kroc Center.
That's a Saturday morning.
Saturday morning. And we got room for about, 200, 250 people?
And it's free of charge.
It's free of charge, classroom style, for the most part. Bring your loved one, or if you have somebody that can watch at home, you guys just come as caregivers if you're worried about the family, your loved one, because we're going to have a lot of resources. We'll have different exhibitors there. All these speakers will be experts in their field. But, Kathy, so what do you see? I know the figures, 27,000, 28,000 people has been documented to have dementia in Hawaii, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But I heard, you correct me if I'm wrong, I heard that number is going to double in the next 10 years.
It's going to, by 2025, it'll be 34,000.
But that's the people just been documented. I heard.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that aren't documented.
I heard 50% are not documented.
I don't know about 50%, but a lot aren't because the families are in denial. Or the kapuna hides it.
Or the doctors haven't had taken the time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, all of the above. But don't you see that being a big issue in terms of support, in terms of services out there? And it just ruins families, and it's really stressful on a family.
It does. Part of my mission is to be a resource conduit for caregivers, for anybody actually that's dealing with senior issues. But if you just want to call me and have a question, if I don't have the answer immediately, I can get it for you and get back to you. But don't not ask for help. I mean, there's so many resources out there. Generations Magazine, when I went through your resource pages, it has different categories, and you hit the category and it brings up a deluge of different companies and different resources to help you in whatever that topic was you pulled up. It's amazing. And there's a booklet that the state puts out. It's a little orange and yellow booklet that gives you all sorts of resources. It's free of charge as well. I have a supply in my office if somebody wants to come by and get one.
That's through the Elderly Affairs Division.
Yes.
EAD. And that's their office on the second floor of the Dillingham County building there near Costco. That's where you get a driver's license. That's where you see a horde of people lining up outside to get the driver's license test. But it's just something I think, you know, what are some of the tips that families can, as a nurse, but also with your experience with Adult Day Center, what are some of the tips that a family can pick up to really be able to help and adjust dealing with somebody that has dementia?
Well, I do a class on dealing with dementia, actually. But one of the big things is the families get so frustrated because they think mom and dad are doing it on purpose. And if they would just remember that it's not your mom and dad, it's the disease. It changes them 100%. I mean, they might have been a nice, quiet little meek person when they were younger. Now they cuss like sailors and are aggressive. You know, you just have to remember that it's not your loved one anymore. It's the disease. So the frustration may still be there, but if you remember that it's not their fault and they're not doing it on purpose to hurt you, then that makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, actually, I was talking, like I said, I'm on the phone all day, and I was talking to somebody yesterday about how their really good friend is just retiring or actually closed his business down. And, you know, talking about, you know, he came to a meeting one day without his false teeth, without his dentures, and went to lunch at a restaurant and got all mad because he should know to wear his dentures. I said, Beverly, it's not him. And he said, well, he needs to get a haircut too. And he keeps on telling me he forgot. It's not him. You know, came to meet the lunch, and it was like 15 minutes late. It's not him. He couldn't find a restaurant that they always eat at. He couldn't find a restaurant. Oh, I said, well, yeah, that's kind of scary because if he's still driving, not knowing where to go, but he called and said, where's that restaurant? What street is that restaurant on? And I said, Beverly, it's not him. It's hard, don't you think? It's hard to separate that person you know for so many years. And that person now that has a disease and sure. is doing things like, you know, so stupid. I can't believe he does this. You got to separate it, and it's very difficult.
Yeah. You grieve twice. You grieve once when you lose them to the disease, and then you grieve again when they pass away. It's a horrible disease.
Yeah. So for families out there that are listening and maybe have these issues, you can give Kathy a call. You can give me a call on the magazine or email me through the magazine. But what I told Beverly, I said, listen, what you need to do is, if you're that close, you care about him, not to say an intervention meeting, but get one of his other best friends or relatives and sit down. Because evidently, he's got a brother and got a son, but they're not really around too much. So sit him down and say, this is something that's very serious. And I told her, for your own conscience, do this. Because if you don't do anything, find some solutions or resources, he's going to be unconscious. And when something happens to him, you see him in the news, whatever, lost or assaulted or hit by a car, You're not gonna be happy. So, yeah. Find not an intervention, but find a caregiver support group meeting. Take the family, or you go with him to make sure that he understands the risk involved that he's handling right now, yeah. Let alone driving, but really to help out.
Well, one thing I can't stress enough to caregivers is to make sure you have a team. Don't be an island. Don't expect you have to do everything for this person. You can ask friends and neighbors and yeah. and whatnot to help out. Like, just give you an hour to read a book. Let them just sit with mom and dad. And let me just read a book for an hour, or let me do the laundry. But get help. Don't think that you have to do it all by yourself. And don't think that you're the only one out there dealing with it. That's why caregiver support groups are so important.
Yeah, so another topic, like I said, I get called. And this is just from calls from yesterday. So I got a call in the afternoon saying, I'm taking care of mom. Mom lives with me. Now they want to move her out to an adult day center. I'm sorry, a facility because my two sisters are saying I'm not doing a good job. And, you know, I'm doing the best I can. So how do you deal with family members like that don't know what you're doing, think you're not doing a good job, and just try and control everything?
Have them come and walk a mile in your shoes. Make them take, ask, no, not make them, you can't make them to do anything, but invite them to come over and sit with mom for a couple of hours while you have to do something important. And let them see how much work it is.
Yeah, I told them, do it for the whole week, not for one day.
Well, yeah, that would be nice too, sure. But another thing that caregivers have a problem doing is letting go of their caregiving duties. Okay. I mean, it's, you know, everybody's not going to do it the same way you do. It may be right. Not as good as you do, or as much as you feel like needs to be done for mom or dad, but everybody can take care of them in one way or the other.
Yeah, it's so important. But when they have infighting like that, you want them to get hired an attorney, which this family did.
I would go to arbitration. There's a company that mediation.
Well, Mediation Center of the Pacific.
Yeah.
As a nonprofit, there is a fee, albeit it's going to be less than a regular practicing attorney, but they have a division, a separate entity called Kupuna Pono. Is that what you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that supposedly the mediators are trained a little bit more than the actual mediator on just senior issues. And I think that's one where I told her to go call and ask to, if your siblings don't come with you, you go and see what you can do on your behalf. But it's really important to find out what's out there, don't you think?
It is important. But I also, I think I've told you before, when my folks died, there was no fighting. I mean, it was just like, you know, we were devastated, but we were a team, my brother, my sister, and I. And my parents raised us to be that way. And towards the end, they both, you know, encouraged us to not fight. And if you want to choose something now that you want, I couldn't do that ahead of time, no. But it's all about the kapuna. It's not about the brother or the sister. It's not about, you know, I don't like you because you took my boyfriend when we were in high school.
It happens. They all go back to high school growing up.
But it's not about you. It's about your loved one. So what's the point in fighting between each other when you're trying to take care of mom or dad?
Yeah, when I talk to families, I hear stories like that. They said the first priority, and list them in order, is the care for your loved one. Mm-hmm. That's it. Mm-hmm. If you can afford it, hire private people to do it. If you can afford it, go to adult day center. And they need to really look at that way because they can't do everything. But so the caregiver out there is doing all the work. You got to realize you can't do everything.
Mm-hmm.
Accept help. Look for resources out there. I know it's hard because, you know, they don't know what to do. And they come in and barge and say, hey, you need to do this way. So I tell them, not only a day, a week. Live there for that time and see, even if you're working, I don't care if you're working, you need to take the time and see what that life's like.
Yeah.
A lot of them don't know.
And if your friend says that they don't think he's doing enough, then sit down and have a discussion. What do you think I need to do differently? Or what would you do in this situation? Yeah. I mean, talk. Don't just with each other.
Well, I mean, this case, they hired an attorney to handle the case. I have another one the day before that. They hired an attorney. And I talked to the attorney and said, you know, to resolve all this thing, give me a ballpark figure what people or families are paying. Well, at least $25,000. I said, at least? He goes, yeah, but the average cost to sell these issues, because it's not just one or two or three meetings, it could last another year. He says between $50,000 and $75,000. And that's, you know, look at the Quantico Coal case. They spent probably at least $1 million by now, both sides,
yeah,
you know. And so it's not about the money. It's not, and a lot of times it's a power struggle, though, don't you think? Like you said, it goes back, oh, Kathy, you were the favorite daughter. You know, Dad always listened to you. But you know what? Dad's not here anymore.
Yeah.
Don't you see that?
Yeah. The other thing is, and I've offered this for hospital stays too, but if you have a family that's having an issue like that, I'd be glad to sit down with your family and talk about what's going to happen as the disease progresses and what you're going to be looking at and the stress that each person's doing. I mean, like I said, I teach a class on dealing with dementia. If somebody needs to just sit down and talk, I'd be glad to help out.
And your workshop's Monday, the first Monday of the month. So this
my caregiver support group, yeah.
And that's from 6 to 8 at Holly Holly. And I think it's great. So one last question. So, okay, we got less than one time. Give us your phone number and contact info, website, email, things like that.
Okay. My phone number is 808-798-8706 or 808-292-4665. My website is www.halehaolehawaii.org.
And you're in the Aya at the Savio building on the second floor?
Yes.
So it's a great location. It depends on where you live. But Kathy, thank you so much. And thanks for your support and all your advocacy work out there with the Capitol and our Kupuna Caucus meetings on Fridays. So you've come a long way. I'm glad to see that. I'm glad I was a little bit a part of that. But
yes,
you know,
it's all
come down to you.
Thank you.
You're doing great work out there. So everybody, thank you very much. Check out Holly Haole. You can Google them, find out more information. And as always, have a great weekend. Aloha and live well.